listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing a transformative approach to justice that is community-led, restorative, and racially just. Learn more at publicwelfare.org. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A lively start to our noon hour of classical music with the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Normandy in a tarantella put together by Rossini, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining us here on a Monday afternoon. It's been a nice, fun weekend, but glad to get back to sharing the classics with you. And in this noon hour, we'll bring back the Philadelphia Orchestra and Eugene Normandy a little bit later on, when they have the famous Dances of Galanta by Zoltán Kodály, along with a bit of Spanish-themed music for violin and piano, all just ahead. What we have for you next is the English Chamber Orchestra, with pianist and conductor Murray Pariah. Thought it might be fun to enjoy some Mozart on a sunny Monday afternoon with a concerto from 1782, one of three that year, that were intended for some massive concerts he gave in the city of Vienna. Piano Concerto No. 11 is next on Kansas Public Radio. That music completed in 1782, Piano Concerto No. 11, music by Mozart and played by the English Chamber Orchestra with conductor and pianist Murray Pariah. It is 1233, and still to come, another performance by the Philadelphia Orchestra in the Dances of Galanta by Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály in just under 10 minutes from now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists. Open Fridays 1 to 5 and by appointment. Details at cidergallery.com. And the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. Here at the KU campus, it's 82 degrees. About as warm as it's expected to get this afternoon. Skies will be sunny, tonight clear, the low of 61. Music for violin and piano next. A Spanish-themed rhapsody known as the Iberian Rhapsody. It's by a Cuban composer named Joaquim Nin, violinist Eugene Gradovich, and Sylvia Goldman on piano. Take it away next on KPR. Iberian Rhapsody, from composer Joaquin Nin of Cuba, played by violinist Eugene Gradovich, along with pianist Sylvia Goldman on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:42, and that there'll be news from NPR at the top of the hour. Classical music continues until 3. Thanks for joining us on a Monday afternoon. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. And, of course, we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Your $10 or $15 a month may seem like a small amount, but it makes a big difference over time. Your sustaining gift, combined with those of your fellow members, all adds up to a big impact. And that impact turns into inspiring stories, ideas, and community connections on KPR. Sustain the future of excellent radio. It takes just a few minutes over at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks to all of you for your support of KPR. Temperatures in the low 80s here at the KU campus. Skies sunny. By tonight, it should be clear, a low of 61. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 77. Low of 61 again for tomorrow night. We began this hour with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and we're ready to bring them back now. Conductor Eugene Normandy leads in music composed by Zoltán Kodály of Hungary in 1933, who in Vienna in that year came across a volume of about 1,800 or so books of Hungarian dances, many of which derived from the region of Galanta, now part of Slovakia. They formed a basis for this orchestral creation, Dances of Galanta, and we'll enjoy that next on Kansas Public Radio. Music created in 1933 by Zoltán Kodály. Dances of Galanta, with another performance by the Philadelphia Orchestra and conductor Eugene Normandy here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 o'clock, and up ahead is news from NPR. Afterwards, we'll get into our 1 o'clock hour of classical music, where, among other things, we have Antonín Dvořák and his famous American String Quartet. We'll have that, along with a bit of music by Brahms, Hamilton, Hardy, and more. Classical music continues here on a Monday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. 82 degrees here at the KU campus under sunny skies, clear tonight with a low of 61. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
At Morning Edition, rounded start to your morning.
Your Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Points at 40,841. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A bit of Brahms. To start things in the 1 o'clock hour, Antal Doradi conducted the London Symphony Orchestra with Hungarian Dance No. 12 here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you. Classical music continues on a Monday afternoon. We'll spend most of our time with the Endymion String Quartet, who will join us in a few minutes for the famous American String Quartet, Antonín Dvořák's 12th. A bit later on, we have a suite of some highly energetic English folk dances, courtesy of Ermless Ernest Tomlinson, all just ahead of us. What we have next was composed first in 1918 by Hamilton Hardy, something he wrote originally for flute and piano and expanded not long after that for flute, harp, and orchestra, and some music that creates a fine impressionistic picture of the Emerald Island we'll hear in Ireland, here on Kansas Public Radio. That recording of the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland with, appropriately enough, a fantasia known as In Ireland from Hamilton Hardy, written in 1918 first as a flute piece and then later expanded for flute, harp, and orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:16 is the time, and the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, set to join us later on in the second half of the hour with a suite of English folk dances from a person who knew his way around, a folk dance ensemble, Ernest Tomlinson. That's just ahead on Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from Beautiful Music Violin Shop, sponsoring the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a day of music, food, and family fun, Sunday in downtown Lawrence. More at fidpick.org. Nice weather for the forecast. 82 degrees at the moment here at the KU campus, about as warm as it'll get today. Sunny skies, and for tonight mostly clear with a low of 61. Tomorrow is likewise sunny with temperatures around 77, a low of 61 again for tomorrow night. What we have next is some famous chamber music by Antonín Dvořák, who spent a good deal of his later days in New York City, starting in 1892 as the director of the National Conservatory. It was during the summer of 1893 that he spent a summer vacation away from New York City and went to the town of Spillville, Iowa, to visit some friends in the immigrant Czech community there. It was during that time that he composed this bit of chamber music, which has since become one of the most famous bits of string quartet music in the repertoire, Dvořák's Quartet No. 12 in F major, or the American Quartet. Listen to the Endymion String Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. From from Antonín Dvořák, his famous American String Quartet, Quartet No. 12, played by the Endelian String Quartet on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 1:44, a little over 15 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour, with more classical music until 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could be with us on this Monday afternoon. It's been said that sound bites and political ads determine elections. On Kansas Public Radio, you hear more than sound bites. You hear the background and context, thoughtful reporting, analysis, and insightful commentary. KPR provides the information that you'll use to decide how to cast your ballot. Go to kansaspublicradio.org to pledge your support for the news you depend on. Thank you for your support of KPR. Next, we are in the company of the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. Its conductor is also the composer of the music that we'll hear, Ernest Tomlinson, an English composer of the 20th century who, like composers Eric Coates and Sidney Torch, was a specialist in that genre known as light music, which is more or less what it sounds like. Light, fun, accessible, easy-to-understand orchestral pieces basically meant to be crowd-pleasers. And we'll listen to something Tomlinson composed in that vein, his first suite of English folk dances, next on KPR. Suite number one of English folk dances from composer Ernest Tomlinson, who in that recording was conductor of the Slovak Radio Symphony here on Kansas Public Radio. It's almost 2 o'clock, and news from NPR just ahead. And in the next hour of music, a few different offerings from the Baroque time, and music from Tchaikovsky paying tribute to his favorite composer, Suite number 4, Mozartiana, still to come.
More from Bowling Green, Kentucky, plus the Democratic National Convention on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Paying funds for personal use and lying to Congress. Santos had previously pleaded not guilty to a range of alleged financial crimes. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, who along with its retailers is partnering with AdoptAClassroom.org to provide funding to high-need schools and local communities for Subaru Loves Learning. Subaru, more than a car company. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. It's one of the many charming tunes by Leroy Anderson, that one called Blue Tango. Conductor Frederick Fennell led the Boston Pops Orchestra. Here on Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News, classical music as well, and I'm Jeff Watson here with the latter to share. Hope you've been enjoying the classics thus far. If you're just joining us, we've got music of Tchaikovsky coming up. His fourth orchestral suite, in which Tchaikovsky pays tribute to one of his own famous composers by adapting a few keyboard works for an orchestral suite known as Mozartiana. The San Diego Chamber Orchestra has that for us in just a short time. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra. Founded in 1972, this ensemble provides local musicians the opportunity to perform in a wide array of concert settings. Directed by Dr. Rachel Dirks. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org. Conductor Gene Lamont and the players of Tafel Musik are with us next, and for the next few minutes we'll enjoy the sound of the Baroque time, first with music by George Friedrich Händel and Concerto Grosso No. 4 in F major, next on Kansas Public Radio. From George Friedrich Händel, Concerto Grosso No. 4 in F major, performed by Tafel Musik, conducted by Gene Lamont, on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:22. And still to come, In a few minutes, the San Diego Chamber Orchestra with the Fourth Orchestral Suite from Tchaikovsky, known as Mozartiana, a suite based on variations for orchestra on keyboard music of Mozart. That's in a few minutes here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a family day in Lawrence's South Park, featuring traditional acoustic music, Sunday. More at fidpick.org. And Cromwell Solar, installing solar since 1982, and now offering whole backup battery systems such as Tesla Powerwalls for Kansas and Missouri. More information at cromwellsolar.com. Well, before we hear the San Diego Chamber Orchestra, we'll spend a bit longer in the Baroque time. Players of Camerata Cologne have a Sonata for Recorder in C by Alessandro Scarlatti, next on KPR. Musicians of the ensemble Camerata Cologne with a Sonata for Recorder in C major by Alessandro Scarlatti, here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:30 is the time, and at 3 o'clock, we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. Classical music continues this evening. At 7 p.m., Destiny is your host for an hour of the classics. Tonight, we'll pay a visit to Athens. You'll hear about it from a composer that you know, and one that possibly you don't, plus Symphony No. 5 by Jean Sibelius, and a fun dance by Leroy Anderson. That should make for a very pleasant Monday evening. And that's followed by Classics Live from 8 to 9, tonight on Kansas Public Radio. Temperatures in the low 80s here at the KU campus, and for this evening we should have mostly clear skies, low temperatures falling to around 61. It's a sunny day for tomorrow with a high of 77. We should have a low of 61 once again for Tuesday night, and skies sunny with temperatures around 81 for Wednesday. Looks like it's going to be a week of some fairly nice weather here in northeast and east central Kansas. The San Diego Chamber Orchestra and conductor Donald Barra, they are our next recording, and we have some music written by Tchaikovsky in the year of 1887. And here, Tchaikovsky pays tribute to one who was his own personal favorite of all composers, the music of Mozart. 1887 happened to be the 100th anniversary of Mozart's Don Giovanni, and Tchaikovsky marked the occasion by creating an orchestral suite that was based on keyboard music from both that opera and other Mozart works. Mozartiana was its name, Suite No. 4 by Tchaikovsky. We'll hear it next with the San Diego Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Finished in 1887, the Fourth Orchestral Suite by Tchaikovsky, known as Mozartiana, based on keyboard music of Mozart. We heard the San Diego Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Donald Barra, here on KPR. And with that, it's almost 3 o'clock. All Things Considered from NPR News just ahead. And more classical music awaits you tonight at 7, when Destiny is your host. Sibelius's Fifth Symphony, among others, on the program tonight. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for Classics on a Monday afternoon, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow.
Join us every weekday.
Morning Edition is every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.